Das Chazar sagt, dass ich sage, wenn wir heute sagen, dass Baba Kama Daf Tez Vav. The Mishnah said, "V'an Noshim Mekhlal HaNezek." How do we know this halacha? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav said, "We learn it from a pasuk that compares women to men regarding all punishments in the Torah." But Lazar's yeshiva taught it's based on a pasuk that compares men and women to all monetary laws in the Torah. Chizki's yeshiva taught it's based on a pasuk that compares the killing of a woman to the killing of a man for the death penalty. All these pasukim are necessary. If we'd only have the first pasuk, we would say only regarding punishments women are treated the same because we want to make sure they have a kapara. If we'd only have the second pasuk, we'd say it's only regarding monetary matters that women are treated the same because these laws are needed to carry out daily living activities. If we don't have a third pasuk, we'd say only over there, women are given the same status because regarding loss of life, the Torah is more stringent to have the killer put to death. The Mishnah said, "Nizik v'amazik b'tash lumens." Mar says, "Machlokes regarding the hef nezik that is paid by a tam ox." Rav Papa says it's considered to be a compensatory payment, mominus, meaning really he should be paying the entire damage, but the Torah had pity on him since he was not warned regarding his ox. Whereas Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, said it's a penalty payment, it's a knas, because really he should be paying nothing since he had no way of knowing his ox would gore, but the Torah said he has to pay half as a penalty. In fact, our Mishnah says the damaged party and the damager are both involved in the payment. Now, presumably, this is discussing the half nezek payment, and thereby suggests that it's a compensatory payment. It's a momentous, because if it's a penalty payment, it would mean that the damaged party should truly be getting nothing at all. So how can it be said that he's considered to be involved in the payment by only getting half? The Mishnah is referring to the halacha that the owner of the dead animal is responsible to sell it and bears any loss from the further depreciation of the dead animal. Projecting more, the halacha is already taught earlier in the Mishnah. Mar says, we need to be taught this regarding a tam and separately regarding a mu'ud, because we would think that a tam hasn't been warned, and maybe that's why the damaged party must deal with the dead animal. With regard to a mu'ud, we would say he's getting paid in full, so maybe only in that case the damaged party has to deal with the dead animal. That's why we have to be taught it separately in both cases. In fact, our Mishnah says, the difference between a tam and a mu'ud is that a tam pays from the body of the animal, and a mu'ud has to pay from his best property. The Mishnah doesn't say that there's a difference in that a tam would not pay based on his own admission. This would therefore suggest that a half nezek payment is mominous, not knosis. Mar says, it may be that the Mishnah left out this difference, but in fact, there would be a difference, because we see that the Mishnah left out other differences as well. Like we see, left out the fact that a tam doesn't pay kaifer when the ox kills a person, whereas a mu'ud does. The Gemara says that it may be that a kaifer is not really called being left out, because the Mishnah may be followed by Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that a tam pays half kaifer, and therefore the difference is included in the Mishnah statement already. In fact, a Mishnah says that when one admits that his ox killed another ox, he will pay for the damage. Presumably this refers to a tam, and we see that payment is considered to be mominous. Mar says the Mishnah is referring to a mu'ud. In fact, that would mean that a tam would not pay based on his own admission. If so, when the Mishnah wants to give an example of a knas, instead of giving the example of the knas of when an ox kills a slave, why not give the example of a tam? Mar says, the Mishnah wanted to discuss cases of mu'ud, to give a case of a knas with a mu'ud. For the Akhtamar, the Mishnah says that the general rule is that when someone pays more than what he damaged, he doesn't pay on his own admission. This suggests that someone who pays less than what he damaged, like Chatzi Nezek, would pay based on his own admission, and this proves that Chatzi Nezek is mominous. It says the inference of the Mishnah should be that if someone doesn't pay exactly for what he damaged, then he must pay on his own admission. Meaning, so as long as he doesn't pay what he damaged, then it must be, it's knas. Even Chatzi Nezek could be knas. If so, the Mishnah should say the general rule as being that someone who pays for exactly what he damaged pays on his own admission. This would more clearly mean that one who pays more or less does not pay on his own admission. Mar says that this is a teyufta of the view that Chatzi Nezek is knas. Mar paskins that Chatzi Nezek is knas. Mar says we just had teyufta. Mar says teyufta is based on the verbiage of the Mishnah, so it's not a total teyufta. The Mishnah did not want to list a rule which would suggest that all Chatzi Nezek is a penalty, because there's a form of Chatzi Nezek, meaning tzarius, which is taught by is considered to be mominous. Mar said, now that we pass on the Chatzi Nezek as knas, if a dog eats a sheep or a cat eats a large chicken, these are unusual occurrences and would only be subject to Chatzi Nezek, the payment cannot be collected in Bavel, where penalties cannot be collected. However, if the Nizik grabs an asset from the Mazik, we do not make him return it. Also, if the Nizik asks for a court date in Eretz Yisrael and the Mazik refuses to go, we put the Mazik in Chayim. The Gemara says that in either case, we put the Mazik in Chayim until he gets rid of the damaging animal based on Rav Nosson, who learns from a pasuk of Veloy Sosim Domim Vesecha, that one should not keep a vicious dog or a rickety ladder, meaning dangerous items, in your house. Zok, the Mishnah, there are five cases of an animal that is a tam and five of a mu'ud. An animal is not a mu'ud to gore, to push, to bite, to sit on something, or to kick. Shane is a mu'ud to eat something that is fit for it to eat. Regal is a mu'ud to break things that is normal in its normal course of walking. An ox can become a mu'ud to gore. An ox that damages in the property of the nizik. And a person that damages. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a bardalus, and a snake are all considered to be a mu'ud. Rabbi Lazar says if they are domesticated, they are not a mu'ud, but a snake is always a mu'ud. From the fact that the Mishnah says that Shane is a mu'ud, it must be that the case of the Mishnah is talking about in the property of the Nizik. The Mishnah also then says that the ox in that case is not a mu'ud, and presumably this would mean you'll get chati nezek. This follows the Rabbanan, who say that Karen only pays chati nezek when the damage takes place in the property of the nezek. However, the Mishnah then says that an ox that damages in the property of the nezek is considered to be a mu'ud, and will presumably pay nezek sholem. This follows Rabbi Tarfon, who argues with the Rabbanan. Mar says we have to say that the beginning of the Mishnah follows the Rabbanan, and the Mishnah follows Rabbi Tarfon. In fact, we find that Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda to explain the Mishnah in this way.